And at this time on KCNI KBBN Radio, we have very special guests in the studio. We are visiting with the Broken Bow Girls Golf Team. Coach Cooksley, girls, hello.
Hello.
How is everybody?
Good.
Great. Oh, man, just kind of been a ho-hum fall so far, huh? Yeah. we have the girls golf team in the studio, Coach Cooksley with us, as we visit with the girls prior to them competing at the Class C Girls State Golf Championships. Broken Bow, of course, has won the last three Class C Girls Golf Team Championships. Earlier this year, they became the four-time defending Southwest Conference champions and the four-time defending district champions. Man, you start talking like that, Coach. That is a pretty impressive resume that this group has built.
Yep, it's been a really fun 4 years. And actually, you know, really going back 5 years, we were district runner-up, qualified for state for our fifth year in a row. So it's been a good run for our kids, and they've done a tremendous job of working hard in the off season. And everything they get, I tell people that they have all earned it and worked really, 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 really hard to put themselves in a position to be successful.
This question is kind of open to everybody. It's kind of directed to Coach, but if the girls, if you guys want to chip in on this, I was always curious. I know that you girls during a tournament are always very focused in on what's happening. What's the coach like during the tournament?
I'll let you guys answer that, and then I'll follow up.
And then coach will come back with his rebuttal. Taylor, you look like you're ready to say something.
He's always wanting sugar-free Jolly Ranchers.
Free Jolly Ranchers.
Sugar-free.
That is true. They are very good.
So. All right. So why the sugar-free Jolly Ranchers?
I don't know. They just have a better flavor than the sugar ones. So. I don't know. It's one of those things where Taylor's my go-to on that. So we got a little thing going on here where she just carries them around, and I got to go find her, and she hooks me up.
That's good. Speaking of Jolly Ranchers, do you guys still do the Starburst thing?
Yes.
Okay. Now for our listeners who aren't familiar with this, I think this is really neat. You like each carry a bunch of Starbursts with you, and then if you do like a birdie or something on a hole, then you leave so many Starbursts for your teammate to come and find? Is that how you do that?
Yeah, so if you start off and you get a par, then you leave one Starburst on the next tee marker.
Okay.
So one is par, two is birdies, and then so that way we can see how we're doing, and it's just a fun way to see that stuff.
So the next question would be this. How many Starbursts have you went through this season? Anybody know?
A lot, because I eat them all.
I was going to say, that's another thing that I definitely hit these kids up for, is the extra Starbursts.
So. Yeah. So do you each have your favorite flavor?
Yes, pink.
Okay, Molly is what?
Pink.
Okay, Skylar?
Pink. Pink.
Bryn is pink. Everybody, Taylor and Cameron?
I'm a yellow fan.
Cameron, yellow, yikes. Taylor, what about you?
I'd say fruit punch.
Fruit punch. Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
All right. So here's hoping that a whole bunch of Starburst candy is left out during the state tournament, right?
Yes.
All right. It's been a great first. Congratulations on all of the success this year. What a great year it's been. Personal goals. Who has hit a personal best during this season? I know Cameron has. You want to talk about the 65? I don't think we've talked about that on the air anyway. What a round that must have been.
Yeah, it's still crazy to think about it.
Yeah. Well, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
Skylar had personal best this year, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what was shoot the score at, Skylar?
I shot an 84, and it was at a Worry.
At a Worry.
Yep.
Okay. And everybody else, have we been close to Bryn? How about you?
I PR'd and I shot 94 at Meadowlark.
At Meadowlark. All right. And everybody's going to better all of those scores and get their personal best at state, right?
Yeah. You know it.
Go. All right. Skylar Benjamin, you made your first appearance at the state tournament a year ago,
yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
What about this year? Having that experience, does that provide some comfort going into this year for
yes.
you?
Yes, I feel a lot more confident going into this year, and I kind of know what to expect, so I think that will help me a lot.
Yeah. Now, Bryn, this is going to be your first experience as far as playing at state.
Yeah.
But you've been at state watching your sisters play.
Watching
so
TikToks.
Yeah, a little bit.
Got a little TikToks too.
All right. Talk about your emotions as you get ready to play at state for the first time.
Well, I'm pretty nervous, obviously, but I kind of know what to expect, so I'm excited too.
All right. It's really amazing to look at this table. We have three returning state medalists that are going back to compete this year. Cameron Johnson, Taylor Schaefe, Molly Custer. Talk about your guys' experience at state. How do you feel that helps you as you get ready for this competition coming up? Does it help having been through the whole state tournament experience before?
Yeah, of course. Like, having played 2 years makes you less nervous and makes you more prepared, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. We all know like what it takes to go down there and mm-hmm. and what it takes to medal, and it just helps us a lot knowing that, and it helps us be a little bit more calm heading into the tournament. So.
Taylor, same thing?
Yep, they covered it.
Yeah, they covered. All right,
Taylor,
so,
a girl of few words.
Yes, there you go. She does her talking on the golf course,
oh.
right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
How do you like that?
Definitely get a few words in on the golf course.
Yeah.
Taylor's definitely confident in head-to-head match
yeah.
play against
there you go.
Our players. So.
All right, so this tournament's going to be at Lake Maloney in North Platte. Now, the last 3 years, it's been in Columbus, so this is a new venue in that regard. Familiar with the course? I assume they give you an opportunity to play a practice round. Give me your thoughts as a group about the course that you're going to tackle.
It's definitely way different than Elks, but I feel like we're all pretty comfortable with it, and we've played it a lot, and we're ready for it. So.
All right.
Yeah, we're really familiar with it. We've been there a lot. Just being an hour and 15 minutes away, we get to have a lot of experience going there, so that's comforting to know that the course super well.
All right. Well, you probably knew this question was coming, but you're the three-time defending champs, but there is a certain team that has kind of been nipping at your heels all year long. I think they were the state runners-up a year ago, correct? And I believe their name is Minden. You got them by 2 shots. Everybody's pretending like I don't know what I'm talking about. you got them by 2 shots at districts. Talk about them, and then just maybe some of the other teams that might be under the radar, Coach, that we're not talking about. Just talk about the field that you're going to go up against.
Yeah, obviously we've seen Minden quite a bit this year. We kind of know everything about them. They know everything about us, so there's no secrets going into that. You look at some of the other teams like Columbus SCOTUS. They just shot their season PR, I think 363 at district, so they're playing really good golf right now. And there's quite a few other schools that have cracked the 400 thing, but definitely Minden and ourselves. I'm not trying to take anything away from the other schools, and you gotta go compete, but I think we've kind of separated ourselves, and I mean anything can happen in a 2-day golf tournament, but yeah. I fully expect us to be right there and them right with us, and probably throw in a couple other schools too. So
who's looked at the forecast for Monday and Tuesday?
Yeah, we all have.
Yeah, and it looks nice, right?
Yeah.
That is one thing that we have been so blessed with is great scoring conditions for state golf for the last 3 years, and then it's looking nice this fourth year. And the last time we were in North Platte, I don't know if you remember this.
I do.
The meet actually was 18 holes. And then the year before that was every form of precipitation, I think, on
day
one.
On the first
day,
yep.
And then day two, it was pristine. So very fortunate. Anytime you go west, the weather can change a little bit quicker out that way. I think Class B played 18 holes. Maybe it was last year or the year before that. So very fortunate to have this weather, and I'm glad that it's about 70.
Yeah.
It's fat guy weather.
Oh, anybody want to comment on that? I don't think
I'm going comment. We're going to go run the course.
All right. Well, hey, congratulations on all of the success. Thank you very much for coming in and doing this. I look forward to walking around the course and following you and keeping everybody updated back at home. You got an entire community behind you, let me tell you that. So,
and can I piggyback off that? We are a minute or an hour and 15 minutes away from the course. If you haven't had a chance to come out and watch these girls golf, you could easily hop into one of their galleries and go watch them golf, and it's really good golf. And we would love to see any amount of people come watch us and support us, try to go for this fourth straight one. So I just wanted to get that in there, that it's very accessible to get there, you know, unlike some other years where it's a little farther away. So we really hope to see a contingent there and support these girls on their amazing journey.
And I will try to stay away from hiding in trees like I have a couple of years. Taylor's dad even called me out and said that I kind of look like a creeper. So I'm going to try to not do that.
There's some tall grass you can find around there.
There you go. Well, congratulations, girls, on all of the success. Best of luck to you at State, and go Bo.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.